that's all we've got for you tonight. Thanks for tuning into this week's edition of From the Basement. I'm your host, DJ Addy, signing off and leaving you with the Mockster. We'll take you from 9 p.m. all the way until 1 a.m. and tonight with a special interview show. Interview at 10 p.m. and with Vibeke Stougestad, queen of Norwegian power pop. So don't touch that dial. See you next week, same time, same place, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
For the next half hour, you'll be hearing songs from the band Jets to Brazil. Founded in the late 1990s by Blake Schwarzenbach, former frontman for Jawbreaker, and Jeremy Chatelain, who was the guitarist and vocalist for the band Handsome. They were later joined by Chris Daly from the band Texas Is the Reason on drums and signed to the Jade Tree record label, releasing their debut album Orange Rhyming Dictionary in 1998.
Do you know what would yellow, such of humility, original sin or two from you.
just found the frame where I took your picture away. In my wallet, like a saint from some other place, that picture repays my eyes as they glaze. Thousand lashes from a love long gone away. I'll know that you're gone for good when the dawn kicks me awake. I'll dress and move on, put on what I can take. So take and get on, you sweet thing. There's a phone call aimed at me tonight. You'll find me alone and getting high.
Give them proper time, all truth.
Their third and final album, Perfecting Loneliness, that's Jets to Brazil with You're the One I Want. Before that, you heard Empty Picture Frame from their 2000 release, Four Cornered Night, and we started off the entire set with Lemon Yellow Black from their 1998 debut, Orange Rhyming Dictionary. Now, soon after the release of their debut, Jets to Brazil went from being a trio to a four-piece with the addition of Brian Mariansky, former guitarist for the indie rock band The Van Pelt. But it was their drummer, Chris Daly, who actually came up with the band's name after seeing the phrase on a poster in the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Houndstooth coat, pockets are bulging with Nebutol. Bought from some doctor who also was bought to keep those pockets full. The face was lost, partly recovered. I'm half asleep, half in a frenzy. Once I tried to smile enough for two. Pictures remain, spit at the image. Cupboards were stuck, think to diminish. Pain that comes with clarity and fear.
Air traffic control, it's me. Coach class row 13. I've got the sinking feeling. Is everything alright? Stare at the wing and think. It's later than I think. Look at these passengers. If there's babies, I survive. I will compose this note in case I don't come home. I'm thinking of you before the plane goes down. If I forgot to say I love you every day, no, I've been keeping track in my quiet way.
Go home fighting. get it right. I was tragic. One man's magic is another's plastic. Well, which one is it? Am I sweetness? Am I sickness? If I say both, you will say I lack commitment. Of course you're right. Of course I'm right. But I know I can write my way out of this black hole. Back to all the things that I miss. Sometimes I don't even know you exist. It's just another thing on my wish list.
One last song in this half-hour block featuring the band Jets to Brazil. For this, we'll go back to their 1998 debut album, Orange Rhyming Dictionary, for the song Starry Configurations. Thanks for listening.
Starry configurations, I'm just a receiver. Divine recombinations, I'm just a recordist. Receptionist, unhappy medium. Receptionist, unhappy medium. Excellent accommodations, I'm just a bellboy. Beautiful surroundings, I'm just some gravel. Or peat moss, what have you? Or peat moss, what have you now? Why must you treat me like you do? Infatuation, you do not see me. Die here beside you and see through obscurity. Governess, fancy less, we'll sound the alarm. Drum up some simpleton for you. Just a ledger, hardly worth the mention or the paper. It's written on and cried upon and kissed once by one. Turns your way.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh. We own
everything.
And your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
Reach the island.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
For the next half hour, you'll be hearing songs from the English band James. Formed in 1982, their first single came from an EP released on the Factory record label in November 1983.
What will you say?
So the fear of sinking remains in place.
How was it for you? How was it for you? How was it for you? Was it? over coals, and we never know.
Their 1990 album Gold Mother. That's James with How Was It For You. Before that, you heard Yahoo from their second full-length album, 1988's Strip Mine. And we started the entire set off with their debut single, 1983's What's the World. Now, James first got their start in 1982, but it took 11 years and four different record labels before they struck gold. And that came with the explosion of the Manchester music scene in the late 80s, early 90s, with bands like the Stone Roses, Charlton's UK, and Happy Mondays. Often dubbed the Madchester scene, a new version of their 1989 single, Sit Down, was released in 1991. Track from their 1993 album Laid. That's James here on WRCT. Before that, you heard Born of Frustration from their album 7, and we started the entire set off with their 1991 hit Sit Down. Now, as we wrap up this half-hour block featuring the band James, I'll leave you with two more songs. Is This Love from their 2024 album Yummy, and this one, She's a Star from 1997.
Shadow is always with her.
Is this love?
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.